WBRI, 1500 in Indianapolis.
The Martin Bender Band Chair Show.
They must have liked us. They must have liked the last show.
They could. They must be deaf.
I thought they must have heard everything. I don't know.
You look good today for a Tuesday there, Martin.
Yeah, you look good for a Tuesday. Sorry, I've never seen you look this good on a Tuesday.
Well,
I mean, what? You're wearing your scrubs today. What's with that?
I wore them yesterday, too.
I didn't notice yesterday.
Yeah, I'm on strike. I'm not going to shower or change my clothes.
I thought maybe you just came out of the operating room or something.
No.
If I was laying on a gurney, all right,
yeah.
And I saw you walking into the room with that face, that grin, that little beard of yours down there, and those scrubs.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
I would jump out. I would jump off that gurney so fast and run out of the room screaming.
And if I saw you on a gurney,
yes,
I would just walk right by.
You know, I'm screaming.
Yeah, Duke.
What's he saying? Our volume? Is it our volume all right?
Duke,
what's
says
he
we
want?
Got a question from a listener that came over the internet, and I want to read it. Should we answer this question?
No. Just kidding. Yes.
It comes from Anchorage, Alaska. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm glad, you know.
I've never been. Have you ever been to Alaska?
I've never been to Alaska.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
Those scrubs would not go over well there.
Really cute girl run for president recently up there?
Yes.
All right. Debbie from Anchorage asks this question. She goes, is there a difference between being born again and being justified? What do I tell somebody when I preach the gospel to them? Do I tell them that they need to be born again, or do I tell them about justification? Just what is the gospel? That's a good question.
In 5 weeks from now, we'll have it completely answered.
That's a good question.
5 days a week, 5 weeks of 5 days a week it'll take to answer
that. Well, Martin, would you like to start? Would you like me to start?
You got the scrubs on, so I think I'll start.
Okay,
I'm just going to take a broad look, and then you go into the DC. You're the surgeon. I'm going to cut the patient open, and then you go in there and manipulate the organs.
All right, well,
and do whatever you do.
I'm going to go in the corner, take a nap. Let me know when you're done.
All right, thanks. Yes, there is a difference. Being born again, which everybody hears in the church, that you have to be born again. If we look at this passage, which I'm sure I have a feeling we're going to, we find that this is a message that our Lord Jesus Christ gave to Israel, and it says, "Ye must be born again." This is an Israelite teaching; it belongs to that nation and that nation only. And did she want to know the difference between pardon? Did she mention forgiveness there?
No.
Or what was it?
She wanted to know if there's a difference between being
born again.
And being justified.
Justified. That's what I was getting, yeah. She must know something already because she's playing those two against each other. Most people would think that those go together. If you're born again, you're justified. So I think she's already a fairly intelligent person,
mm-hmm.
because being born again, that doctrine that came to Israel, has to do with the pardon of sins, right?
Mm-hmm.
Being born again has to do with pardon, and we'll get into the details of that as you get into the patient there.
Pardon. Now, for the most people don't know, most versions, the King James and the New King James, the NIV, always use the word forgiveness. As opposed to, I don't think very very few of them use pardon.
It's the same, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
the
same
Greek word.
So it's forgiveness or pardon. So go ahead.
But so everybody thinks that when we get into justification, they just all lump it up. And that's the problem. People lump everything in the scripture into the same, they throw it into the same bag. But to be justified is totally different than being pardoned from sin. I'm gonna say this, and then you can elaborate.
Okay.
You can't be forgiven from your sins and justified at the same time. You can't be both at the same time. Are you digging me over there? Why that funny look?
You're going to have to elaborate.
You can't jump on that one?
No, you're going to have to.
Jeez, you're making me work. I wasn't planning on working this hard. I'm going to need another glass
of water. I have to be honest with you. I was thinking something different. But
you were?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Well, to be pardoned from sin.
Hey, you opened a can of worms.
Yeah, you put
buddy.
The pressure on me.
There
now.
You go.
To be pardoned from sin is to say, you did wrong, but we're going to let you off the hook. A pardon is to be loosed. I think that's the English element of that Greek word, is it not?
Yep, to be set free.
To be loosed.
In fact, the word forgive is also the Lord Jesus in Luke 4 says he came to set at liberty those who are bound. and that's the word to be forgiven, to be set at liberty, to be set free. To
okay,
be
able to, in order to get that done on your behalf, you have to be guilty.
Yes.
You have to have committed a sin, obviously, or you can't be pardoned from your sin.
Yes.
And the thing with Israel, we find in several places, is that a pardon can be revoked. Pardon is based on your behavior.
Yes.
And it's based on the leniency of the one who is bringing the pardon to you. And so it completely has to do with sins and being released, let loose from the penalty of the sin. We know that God overlooked the penalties of sin up until the time of Christ. But now we get to justification.
Yes.
And justification says that you're righteous, you are right. That's the root word, and justification is just. And to be just is you're right. Now, why would you forgive a guy who's right? You see? Mm-hmm. You cannot forgive a guy. So if you're righteous, there's no possibility of forgiveness. It's ludicrous. You did absolutely right, Dan. And this is totally, you know, hypothetical case because I'm saying you did right. All right? You did right. Everything you did was right. Now, tell you what we're going to do. We're going to let you loose from the penalty of that. It doesn't. You can't do it. That's why I say you can't be forgiven and justified at the same time.
And which goes to the point, the question Debbie asked, is there a difference, based her essential question, what's the difference between justification and being born again? And let me just say this. Now, you pointed out that we proclaim today the gospel of the grace of God today, the good news, the evangel, is that Christ died for our sins, he was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. A person who believes that is declared righteous by God. He does nothing to become righteous. He's declared righteous by God, correct?
Yes.
That's justification.
Right.
We are justified according to Romans 3. We are justified freely or gratuitously by his grace through the deliverance, the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. So, Debbie, a person today, the message we proclaim today is justification. And it is permanent. It's not temporary. Forgiveness, and there's a parable the Lord Jesus told in the Gospel of Matthew about a man who was forgiven his debts, and he went out and didn't forgive. He owed so much money,
right.
And he went to his creditor, and the creditor forgave him his debt. And that man, went out to somebody who owed him, and he had him put in prison because he couldn't pay.
Right. He didn't extend the same pardon.
He didn't extend the same pardon. And so what happened, the original creditor said, listen, I forgave you. You should have forgiven that guy. Now you're going to pay it back.
So the pardon was revoked.
It was revoked. Now, because they weren't, that was not a message of justification. Now, getting back to the thought, Israel. Now, pay attention to what, remember we talked about this being a program for truth lovers. And one principle in the scriptures is a principle called rightly dividing the word of truth. And there is a difference between the new birth, born again, and justification, just as there's a difference between heaven and earth. Right? God gave Israel a calling, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit
the earth.
Paul says the believer's citizenship is where?
Among the celestials.
Yes, our citizenship is in heaven. It's among the celestials. And so there's a difference. And there's also a difference in the gospels. There's a gospel of the uncircumcision and the gospel of the circumcision. So, Debbie, the new birth in John 3 is not good news. Justification's good news.
You hear what you just said, though?
The new
birth
that's
come across?
Is not... When a preacher stands up and says, ye must be born again, he's not giving out good news.
Well, what about when Jesus said it originally to Nicodemus?
Still not good news.
It wasn't good news to Nicodemus.
It wasn't good
news
to Nicodemus. It wasn't good news to Israel. It was a message to a nation, to the nation of Israel, to tell them that they weren't right and they needed to be born again. Now, here's the key to John 3. The Lord Jesus, remember Nicodemus didn't understand that. And the Lord Jesus said, Nicodemus, you are the teacher of Israel and you don't know these things? See, the new birth wasn't something new being proclaimed. It was something old being proclaimed. And the new birth could be found in the Old Testament scriptures, in passages in Isaiah and Ezekiel, such as the Lord talking in the Old Testament, sprinkling clean water upon them that they might be clean. This was a message to the nation of Israel regarding their new birth, as it were.
And how was he going to do it anyway? I mean, did he take it that way? If I was there and I had asked, what must I do? You know, ye must be born again. Did he understand? Did he think that Jesus was talking to him personally? Or did he understand that it was a national birth? Because we didn't make that distinction yet. You see what I mean? Jesus said, ye must be born again. And if you look in the King James, yes. You have that old English language,
ye
must be born again.
Ye is a whole.
So he wasn't saying to Nicodemus, you personally, Nicodemus, must be born again. He was saying, ye as a nation must be born again. And Nicodemus said, he asked a very stupid question after that. Well, how can a man crawl back into his mother's womb and be reborn? I'm paraphrasing this stupid question.
Right.
And Jesus kind of, I picture him rolling his eyes, you know, if he possibly could. Do you think he could? I think he was kind of frustrated a little bit.
Later on, he says,
he throws up his hands and says, yeah.
Yeah, you shut up for a minute. I'm talking
now. All right, go ahead.
Jesus answered and said to him, art thou a master, or literally the teacher of Israel, and knowest not these things?
He kind of mocked him,
He did. He said, you should have known this, and where would Nicodemus have known about this new birth?
Newspaper, television,
CNN?
CNN, no. CNN,
no.
Looking at the moon?
The moon, no.
No, was it on the moon?
How about watching sitcoms?
No.
He
maybe heard from his wife.
He would have found it in the scriptures.
Yeah, it was in Isaiah.
And this is in Isaiah and in Ezekiel, and there's a few other spots where there's a reference to this. Psalm 22 talks about
Shall a nation be born...
In a day.
That's from Isaiah. I think it's Isaiah 66.
Something like that, yes.
So he should have known about it, so it was old news.
Yep, and then you're going to see in John 3, you're talking about being born of water and of the Spirit, and that would it's not referring to water baptism. It's referring to a passage in the Old Testament where God said he would sprinkle clean water upon them and they would be clean. And I'm going to throw out a few references because, you know, with the short program, you can't read all these passages, but if you want to study this on your own, you want to know what the new birth is, read Ezekiel 36, verses 25 to 27, read Ezekiel 11, 19 through 20, and read Isaiah 44, 3, and then read Ezekiel 37, 9 through 14.
So why, I know we're winding down here, but why did you say that was bad news then for Israel? Why would Nicodemus have taken it as bad news?
Well, regardless how Nicodemus took it, it was bad news. The Lord Jesus basically telling him that the nation is in dire straits. You've rejected the commandments of God. They didn't believe in their Messiah when he came. And so they were in trouble as a nation, and they needed this. This was bad news. This was pointing out their fault, and they needed to be born again, or born from above, literally. So Debbie... The question again, coming back to Debbie and Anchorage,
is why do you continue to live in Alaska when it's so cold
exactly.
in the winter?
There is I don't want to get into it, but is there a difference between being born again and being justified? The answer is yes. One is to Israel, the new birth. And for us, we declare justification by faith. And that's a permanent thing. You're declared righteous now.
Amen. We are declared righteous. But you only get that out of Paul, though. We got to go to Paul, and we're going to do that tomorrow. And I got to tell you about the guy at the other radio station I used to be at.
All right. I'm Dan Sheridan. You can find me at paulsevangel.com.
martinzender.com. You're welcome anytime.
We'll see you tomorrow.
We're going to be back tomorrow. Thanks, folks.